I started my hunger strike Monday, October 21st. Once everybody refused their breakfast tray, the CEO came to my door and said, why you messing up the spot? This is a good plot. They said, man, you got everybody riled up over here going on the hunger strike. I said, I don't have nothing to do with nobody else going on hunger strike. I'm on hunger strike for my own reason. So that at the count, it was like 1 or 2 o'clock. They pulled me out of my cell, but they told me I was going to get my burn wound. But I noticed something was up because it was 3 or 4 COs whispering. And they came to my door and told me cuff up. So I came over here to medical, and then Major Hall called and told the head nurse lady, Holbrook, that I have to stay over here in medical. I've been in fear for my life of even going back to the yard because at the end of the day, I'm not going to let these people do anything to me. I got 5 years left. They put their hands on me. I'm going to defend myself, but I'm not trying to get no more time, and I'm not trying to let these people kill me. You know what I mean? Trying to say I was resisting or something, trying to find a reason to just put their hands on me, especially while I'm in handcuffs and shackles. I can't even defend myself. So that's my reasons for being on the hunger strike. I'm trying to get up off this. I'm doing my best. I'm going about this the right way, I guess, with the hunger strike way. But if I have to, I don't mind setting myself on fire again. This time I will set my whole body on fire. Before I have to stay up here and do the rest of my time up here, I would rather die before I stay up here because every day I'm dealing with discrimination, whether it's behind my race, my last name, or my religion. Just yesterday, they came in my cell after they pulled me off of my burn wound care, and the CEO, Jay Mullins, I wrote a written complaint on this. It's a CEO named Jay Mullins. He told me, you know we got to sit your cell being that you're on hunger strike. So I said, all right, anytime I come out the cell anyway for medical, y'all search my cell. So they pulled me out. He goes search my cell. He starts throwing stuff around, and he grabbed my Holy Quran, my Noble Quran, and threw it on the ground. So I start yelling, man, I ain't gonna lie. I said, pick my Quran up off the ground. That is my holy scripture. He said, if you don't like it, come off hunger strike. So I filed a complaint about that, you know what I mean? And I'm gonna try to get a lawsuit behind that, if I can find somebody that can help.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.
We state these facts only to let you know that those of us who are revolutionary, Pan-Africanists, is not because we love revolution. It is historically determined, and we have no alternative but to follow history and to use history for the benefit of our people.